the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. This is Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPAN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam. And greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harry Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Everybody's busy. Rufus must be running for governor again. I don't see him.
Phil wondered out, too.
Oh, he's talking to his cigar out there. And Phil's just gone, and she's out there, too.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where's Paul? Paul's gone, too. All right. Lenny, we'll talk to Lenny again, but Lenny, I don't have your state your question about the hydrangea again, because we did a little bit of research.
Okay, the hydrangea did really well during the summer. Spring and summer did well.
All right.
And later here, even after it's cooled down, it's still, I was messing with the pH, and I got some beautiful, beautiful purple flowers out of it.
Right.
Now, they're just kind of, they open up kind of ivory, then they turn rusty, and they look terrible.
Well, that isn't, I don't know what is causing that.
I got into a conversation with somebody, and I'm just getting back on the air.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A hydrangea question, right?
A hydrangea that has been purple. So I guess it's a type of French hydrangea. So it's kind of a neutral pH. And he wanted to keep it that way, but now that this spring, I guess, they opened up and they were kind of describe it again, Lenny.
They were a beautiful, deep, deep purple. And I did that by putting sulfur around the soil. I kept putting powdered sulfur in there every few weeks. I'd sprinkle a little bit on there. And I was afraid to overlove my plants because I tend to do that, and then I kill them.
Yeah, it's probably too much sulfur. You add molasses too?
No, I do not.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about changing the soil pH to an established plant is it's a slow process. I mean, that's not something that, you know, you'd apply some sulfur to lower or lime to raise it and you'd get instant results. It's at best, you know, a month's long, if not, you know, even longer process.
Phil just came back. Paul and Phil, everybody was gone. I'm sitting here by myself. What were you doing out there?
I thought we were having a break. I was just getting some fresh air.
Well, we did have a break, but it passed.
But what happens, what typically happens in North Carolina is over time, with our soils, the pH naturally decreases over time.
Right.
So if you started out with a high pH, over time, in almost all cases that I'm aware of, the pH is going to gradually fall. And that's why we have to lime our lawns and our gardens periodically to raise the pH back up.
What about the sulfur? He said he said he was adding a lot of sulfur to it.
I wouldn't add sulfur without a soil test.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to lower the pH. But, you know, trying to control the bloom of a hydrangea, you know, it's not a this season kind of the bloom color of that French hydrangea. It's not a this season kind of reaction. It's a slow adjustment,
yeah,
over time.
Yeah. So, but
I've been doing.
What information did you get from Lane?
Hey, Lenny, I apologize. And you said tell me again.
It was not coming out white. It was coming out kind of beigey and then rusty.
Now that could be a fungal disease.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be something else going on there.
That's
because
probably.
It's either, if it's the hydrangea that you've had to bloom pink or blue, it should still be doing that.
That could be a fungal disease. What you may want to do is just make sure you're doing a good job of sanitation, cleaning up leaves that fall, cleaning up petals that fall on the ground. And just getting all that cleaned up, and then next spring when things start to grow again, put out a fresh layer of mulch.
Because even if your pH was neutral, the hydrangea would be purple.
Is this a well-drained, real shady area?
No, it gets a fair amount of sun.
Okay, do you know what variety? This sounds like some type of French hydrangea. They generally prefer a little more shade over time.
The thing that puzzles me is that it did so well. And each year in spring and summer, it does so well. And then around late July or so.
How do the leaves look?
They look pretty darn good. They're pretty green and full. I mean, there's a few bug bites and such down there, but
late July, it should be. I mean, a lot of times by late July, 1st of August, a lot of things are starting to go down. Has it always bloomed into late July and August?
Yeah, it's blooming right now.
Okay.
But it's just
all right. So does it bloom a couple of times a year?
Well, it happens every fall to me, every late summer to fall.
But it doesn't bloom in the spring?
Oh, it does bloom. It blooms gorgeous.
So it's one of those that that blooms more than once during the season.
What's your location?
I'm in Holly Springs.
In Holly Springs, yeah. That's what I thought you said. Okay, so... if you come up through Raleigh, if you'll just cut a limb off of that hydrangea, a small limb, with one of the blooms and bring it by the nursery, we'll be happy to look at it.
Yeah, and Lane is there today, and he worked at NC State with Dr. Denny Warner to develop a lot of plants. He's a treasure.
Yeah, and he'll be there on Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay. So,
but if you bring it, I'll put it in a plastic bag and put it in the refrigerator and save it for him. I mean,
is he there today or is he at home?
He's not there.
He's
today.
There on Tuesday only.
Right. He'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do just that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Lenny.
Thanks so much for calling. And I again apologize that you had to wait so long, Lenny.
But I would look at some kind of petal blight, maybe. I mean, I don't know what diseases get on hydrangea, but... beigey and rusty sounds.
Yeah,
like a fungal disease.
It does. It's not a normal thing for you.
I tell you what, Lenny, if you will, how about just sending me a picture?
I will.
Oh yeah, I'd love to see that.
Text me at 919-880-4198.
Okay, and this is Phil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Or you can send it to me at M Raley, RALEY, at Curtis Media, CURTIS, M Raley at curtismedia.com. If you'd like.
I'll do both. Thank you very much.
Oh,
all right.
Thanks.
Well, when we get it, we'll take a look at it and talk more about it.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Let's see. We're going to talk to Monica at 10:30. The folks at the farmer's market here. Monica is so busy now.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, she just we're glad to be able to talk to her at all.
Yeah.
But she's out there today, and so she's going to talk to us at 10:30. We used to have a standard time, but that's when she was the marketing specialist there, and so she had a little more time. I mean, she had to work. They all had to work hard, but now she's the big cheese. So everything goes to her.
Yeah.
All right, 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. So you got pansies and
– Pansies, mom.
But you're selling them.
Yes.
They're out there. You can sell – you can buy them and put them out if you want to take the chance. They aren't happy with hot weather and – You know, it's been cool this week. It spurred everybody to want to. I mean, I was talking about last week. What kind of plant is it? My mind is completely gone. A fragrant osmanthus.
Yes.
But I have an orange version,
mm-hmm.
and it finally bloomed. It's taken years, but it's fine, and it's in too much shade.
Uh-huh.
But they work in shade.
Yeah,
and it's blooming. I was walking down Sovereign. I said, "Well, I'm kind of far away from the one that the really big one I have in front,"
mm-hmm.
and it was that orange one.
That's an underutilized plant, I think.
Yeah,
it doesn't. And I, you know, in some ways, I hate to tell people about it because you know the red tip fittinia and the knockout rose, they all got diseases. Well, this hasn't, and it is so reliable. It is so darn reliable.
Right.
And there's a great article in the Weekend Gardener magazine, Fall Edition, about selecting trees and shrubs. And fall is just around the corner, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're technically in meteorological fall. That will be, the 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there.
I mean, folks need to start thinking about what they're going to be planting this fall.
Well, and here's the other thing. It's already gotten cooler, and I've looked way out. I do not see anything else warming up that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's already gotten cooler, which means at night, which means the ground's getting cooler. Which means, and we're getting rain, which a lot of times we don't get that much in September. So, unless we have a tropical storm or hurricane. But it really is not a bad time to plant.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go ahead and start pretty soon.
Right. Right. And, I mean, by the time you do your research about what's going to fit in the location.
Right.
What's appropriate. Find out where you can get it. Think about the soil preparation. You know.
Yeah.
Who wrote the article?
Daniel Stern, director of horticulture.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, and he's going to be on the show with us next weekend in Sanford.
I mean, I haven't read the article yet, but it looks.
He's a horticulturist at the Botanical Gardens, and such a great guy. He is so nice. All those people over there are so nice. If you haven't been to the Botanical Gardens. Native plants are what they're all about, and that's what we should be planting as much as we can.
Beautyberry, for
example.
Yeah, you
mentioned beautyberry.
Yeah, I'm writing an article this week about beautyberry, and I've only touched the surface, literally. I haven't had a lot of time this week, and so I got a I got to work. When I get home today, I'm going to.
Well, do you have one with white berries?
I do not have one with white berries. I've got one with. I'm ashamed to say that I have one that you can't even see. I've got so many plants. You know how that is.
That's not a shame.
But I, you know, it's just something that. But I'll pass a couple of them. I'm on a pretty good relationship with a couple of them. I walk past, and they're beautiful. They are beautiful. Yeah.
And they'll grow about anywhere. I mean,
they really will.
And I mean, they'll even grow in a swampy area. We were talking about that.
If you want something for a wet area.
Yeah.
This is one of those things.
I mean, they're natives. They grow like down at Bald Head Island. If you go on a golf cart, of course, you can only drive golf carts, but you drive through some of those areas, and they're just, I mean, they're in swamps. Mm. And then, and they're also in a lot of the coastal places, too, on the sound side of some of the islands.
And what I've heard is that for bird habitat, having the native berry-producing plants is superior to the non-native plants. Not that we can't have non-natives in the landscape, but that just as far as the amount of nutrition that a bird is going to get from a native berry is superior.
I don't even know what is. You mentioned the white. I don't know what is this a. Do they call it purple? The standard.
That's what I.
Beauty
that's
berry.
I mean, it's kind of a purple.
It's stunning.
It really
is.
It is. Their berries on them right
we
now.
We have a pink one at the nursery.
You got a pink one?
Yes.
Rufus, you have a pink one?
No, I had the red one and a white one, and somehow they got gone. They just died.
Well, I say we have a pink. I know
the white
one
was astounding looking. I didn't know there was such a thing.
You had a red one?
Well, the pinkish.
Wait a minute. There's purple. I think of it as purple is the standard.
It's purple.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got.
Have you ever heard of a white one, Phil?
Yes.
By the way, where were you for about 15 minutes?
A gentleman who is with the agriculture department. And also, I was talking with Jeff.
Did he used to work for you?
No, he knows our friend Bob Etheridge.
Oh, my.
And I was talking also to Jeff, one of the salespeople here, and he's a beekeeper.
Jeff Hoffman?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We need to get him on.
I know. I don't know where he is. I mean, there are people, there are customers in here, so they're.
And he said, you cannot.
A lot of them are
busy.
He
said, you have to go to beekeeping school if you want to really succeed in it.
You do. Yeah.
I didn't know there was a beekeeping school.
You did not know there was
a beekeeping school. I did not know that. Where is it?
Well, so you can do that through some of the local beekeeper clubs based in the various counties. I think there's an online class you can take through NC State University. You got to get connected with people who know. There's this great, great culture of supporting new beekeepers among the beekeeper community. Where you join a club and they will hold your hand through getting your first hive and the equipment that you need and how to take care of them and get them through the first winter and the whole nine yards.
All right. Well, I was just wondering where you were.
Well, we got to talking about Future Farmers of America.
Oh, well.
He was a member.
Yeah.
And just all sorts of things. And he was getting a little bit into beekeeping.
Wow, how about that?
And that's when Jeff said, go to school.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it's too much money, and not to mention time, to go in it not knowing what you're doing.
Right.
Well, so, I believe in the experts on that. I'll eat the honey, like Phil brought me last week. Y'all can do the bees.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a disease. Doesn't that look like a disease or no?
I think it's too wet. He has a huge...
Too wet?
Yeah, he's got an irrigation system going
there. Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
we're looking at the hydrangea picture.
Yeah, Lenny from Holly Springs. Yeah. Has he got a downspout there?
I can't really tell, but see, there's some pictures, I guess, that...
Yeah, they were beautiful.
Okay.
But it did get kind of...
That tells me that it's
weird
in a
looking.
Little pocket of concrete.
But the leaves, he said the leaves look okay.
Can I see the blossoms again?
Okay, the blossoms, those?
Right, no, they were the
okay, hold
the discolored blossoms.
Look.
Yeah, that there's
fungus.
There's some kind of blight that's happening to that. Yeah. So again, I don't know specifically what
that little microclimate is too moist.
I would go ahead and clip out those blossoms.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. And don't add any more sulfur.
Yeah, because if you've got
and watch the water,
because that's a source of infection. Those petals will fall, and then you know the spores are in the ground and going to splash up onto the plant next year.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, that's very telling.
Yeah,
Lenny, I think you definitely have a fungus on there. Well, that's kind of.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what's the water and the sulfur?
And if we had a smarter extension agent, they'd know exactly what disease that was. And,
but I mean, yeah, you know, they're
maybe next week.
They're not unattractive, but that's obviously not the way the bloom should look. The leaves don't look bad.
Not bad. No.
But
you can tell they've got a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell.
I don't know. Are these?
Yeah, that's
right
it.
Now, or today, I guess, that he took them. So, I don't know. With plants, evergreen plants, and that's not an evergreen plant. It's a deciduous. With deciduous plants particularly, they're going to fade. They're going to have spots on them.
Right.
All kinds of stuff.
Right.
After, you know, as we get through the summer, because summer's tough on them. So, yeah. But I do think that's probably some kind of fungal disease. And, I mean, cultural practices, anything, can he spray anything? Or is it worth doing that?
Without
we need to find out what it is.
If we had a smarter extension agent, they could tell you exactly what disease it was. But
Rufus, hydrangeas? French hydrangeas.
In general, sanitation goes a long way.
Did you see the photos?
No, I didn't.
To the photos.
I have lots of hydrangeas. I was out talking about Future Farmers of America when the call came in.
All right, they look like that now. Well, he says they bloom twice
a
year.
That's very normal. All the hydrangeas I've got that have blooms on them have turned brown. Yeah, it's that time
it's
of year.
It's just that time of year.
That's all I see wrong with that one.
That's kind of what I was.
So maybe I'm overthinking it.
That's kind of what I was thinking at the beginning when he was first talking, because, I mean, here it is. We're, what, the 14th
You just
of
got
September?
Something from Dan on there. I don't know if he's listening, is he? He's not listening.
The 4th, like, we're the 14th, right, of September.
Yeah.
So by the time it's
fading.
Gone through 100 degrees.
Yeah.
In August, and things are just starting to go down. I mean,
even if they bloom twice a year, this is what the second crop would look like.
If you look at dogwoods and all the other things right now that are starting to go down, yeah, it's time.
Okay, that makes sense.
So maybe there's not as much wrong with it as we
think. I think it is too wet for
so
it not
just
to be.
Watch the wet. Don't overdo it with the. You don't. They don't need that much care.
No, because, see, it's not putting out new growth and not growing right now that much. So it doesn't need to be just saturated with water.
Right.
All right. We'll be back. Take a couple more calls. More than that, hopefully, here at the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. We're back at the Aluminum Company.
Oh, goodness.
And we're going to talk to the head of the State Farmers Market here in a moment. Danny Newman is with us. And, Danny, nice. People coming in early this morning.
Yeah, we've had a busy couple of days. Of course, we were here yesterday also.
Yeah.
And, so we got the food trucks getting ready to fire up the grill.
Yeah.
And we've got ice cream.
Hey.
Ice cream.
That's Rufus.
Yeah, Rufus just perked up when he heard that.
It's a good chance to come out. If you've been thinking about any exterior home improvements, siding, roofing, windows, doors, just kind of walk through the showroom. We got factory reps here, of course, sales reps from the Aluminum Company.
Right, yeah. And as I mentioned, we've had a lot of things done to our home, and recently, windows and all the doors, the roof. We've had gutter helmets for several years, but all of it was installed very carefully. I mean, it took some time for them to do it, because everything is custom made.
It is. Yeah, we don't stock anything. You know, we've got plenty of displays in the showroom, but everything is made to order, basically.
Yeah, because the salesman comes out and measures, and then somebody comes behind you and remeasures just to make sure that the salesman did it right.
Exactly. Yeah, and that can be a little touchy. But
yeah, absolutely.
So, so that old saying, you know, measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they do. And y'all every open house twice a year give away some really nice, expensive prizes.
Yeah, so we used to do, you know, like a bay window or an entry door, but now we've kind of changed it to where we're doing gift certificates.
Right.
So the kind of the big one is $2,500, and we have one for $500, one for $1,000, and one for $1,500.
Yeah, and yeah. Whatever wow. You choose is going to be made to order.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you apply that to something bigger, for instance. But you can also come out, and today is a great time because all of the salespeople are here, all the staff's here, and you can look through the displays, and you can eat.
Yeah,
and mingle.
You know, and we usually have a few hundred people come through, so you got a good chance of winning, one of the gift certificates.
Well, I'm honored to know you all these years.
Well, it's been fun.
Yeah, we're going to keep coming back if y'all have us.
Absolutely. We look forward to it.
Yeah, and I've explained about shopping local, how important that is, and y'all have been in the business since 1961. This is local. This is the kind of place, you know, all kinds of people advertise windows and doors, but you want local. You want people who can stand behind the product and will service it.
Yeah, well, it's just like Ryan, you know, Jeff's son, Ryan, is he third generation, still working here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So. He's done everything here, and he's doing a really good job selling.
Yeah.
So, and there's more than sales that go into this. You got to know what you're doing.
Every time I look at him, I see Jeff, which I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. But
he was a character.
Yeah, he was.
Or he is a character.
He is.
He's a fishing character now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had a meme for Jeff, it would be a wild fish.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. He's good.
He is.
Well, thank you so much, Danny.
Absolutely. Thank you all for being here.
Yeah, thank you, bud. All right. Yeah.
One quick thing for Lenny in Holly Springs.
Right.
Lane says a lot of his hydrangeas look the same as Lenny's. He thinks that it's too hot. It's been too hot and too dry for pigment formation or pigments degraded in the summer heat.
Okay. Yeah. So all right. Well, that makes sense.
There's probably nothing wrong. It'll probably be a real happy camper by next year. Just let it have a little rest.
Let me head to Olivia down in Harnett County and Joyce. Joyce, thanks for waiting. See if we can do this real quickly. How can we help you? Joyce, I know we put you to sleep, but wake up. Oh, there you are.
I'm late now.
All right. Me too. How can we help you?
My question is, when do you prune it made me forget.
I know. We left you on hold. You forgot what you called about, right?
Right. Eucalyptus. I've got a big eucalyptus tree, and I need help with
anytime you want to.
Anytime. We're seeing more of them around because it's they aren't real cold hardy when we get down to the extremes. In fact, that real cold Christmas we had year before last killed one out back, but it didn't kill it all the way into the root system because it's coming up and it's now, 10 feet tall, what came up from the root at right out the back of Curtis Media.
People cut eucalyptus all during the year to put in their house or to make arrangements, so you're good anytime.
Okay, I know mine, one winter I pruned it, and like you said, during the cold, and I thought it died, but it didn't. I did not pull it up, so I was glad it didn't.
Because it'll come up from the root. if it's mulched.
It grew real tall after that.
Right.
I want to send a message to Rufus Edmiston.
He's sitting right here.
Where you right now, darling.
Is he there now?
He's right here.
Well, tell him I enjoy hearing him sing Wabash Cannonball every time that comes on the air.
Well, that's not Wabash. Honky Tonk Angel. Can you sing Wabash Cannonball?
I've sung Wabash Cannonball. One time I was at the Grand Ole Opry, and none other than the famous man sang it. I didn't sing with him.
Roy Acuff.
Yeah.
I got pictures in my office of being on stage with Roy Acuff.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Rufus, when are you going to be back at Big Bloomers in Sanford?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. We don't have anything planned in the future. We will be in Sanford next week. We'll be, do you know where Yarborough's is?
Yes, I do. The Yarborough's ice cream.
Yeah. We'll be in the parking lot. There's a flea market there. Big flea market there, and we will be there broadcasting next weekend, next Saturday. So
next Saturday.
Yeah, you come see us, or come join us. Talk to us.
I want to tell Rufus in person how much I enjoy hearing him sing.
Well, you can hug his neck.
Well, you can come, and I'd be glad to see you and give you a big hug if you'll give me one back.
And you'll serenade her, won't you?
Well, I'll hum a little bit.
I've seen you out at Big Bloomers before.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can come. We'll be right there, like Mike says, around Yarborough's.
All right. I'll see you next Saturday, Lord willing.
All right. Come on out, Joyce.
And thank you for taking my question and helping me.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for waiting so long.
Oh, you're welcome, and enjoy the show.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. All right, let's head to the State Farmers Market in Monica, the busy Miss Monica. Hey, Monica.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. You all right?
I'm doing okay. I hope you guys are.
Yeah. So what's going on out there?
Well, it's a beautiful morning, very fall-like out here this morning, and it's like you guys were talking about earlier, a little bit unusual for this time of year for it to be some of the cool temperatures we've been experiencing. So, yeah.
I know. It has been very strange, but I love it.
It is. It's very nice. And, it's, you know, after the rain we had, it's a good time to think about planting. And we do have lots of beautiful garden mums coming in right now. And they're beautiful, starting to pop with some color. And along with those mums, we have got pumpkins that makes you definitely feel like fall is around the corner. And just started some of our pumpkin growers moving in yesterday. So those displays are popping up and getting all those beautiful pumpkins out, some Indian corn, gourds, that sort of thing. So you can definitely start decorating for fall. And we do have other plants as well, like your shrubbery. There's some fall vegetable plants available. We have some house plants, succulents, fruit trees, boxwoods, and all kinds of shrubbery. So good time to come out and start thinking about that fall landscaping project you may be, getting.
Monica, Rufus has on those watermelon glasses, right? He just suddenly put them on. I think he's having a spell.
Monica, those are the most popular glasses I've ever had.
I put a photo of him on Facebook with them.
Yeah,
got quite a reaction.
I love it.
I mean, they're the best glasses. Y'all, thanks to, were they the strawberry industry that got those for you?
The watermelon man.
I got those. I had some for just promoting.
Well, what a brilliant thing to do. They're perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for Rufus. See, if you'd worn more of those when you were running for governor.
I would have won. There's no doubt about it.
You would have gotten the quirky vote.
Start a new trend. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. But I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
go ahead,
fine.
Keep going if you can remember what you were talking about.
Oh, you're fine. And we still have a few North Carolina watermelons coming in, so get those while they're here, and cantaloupes as well. Peaches or something else that's still hanging in there. We'll have those for a couple more weeks or so. And apples, those North Carolina Mountain apples are making their way down, and lots of varieties of those coming in now. Fresh apple cider, there's some dried apples, and just all the summer harvest. You can still find also your tomatoes, all different varieties, peppers, eggplant, squash, zucchini, some okra, still seeing some okra coming in, and of course a little bit of sweet corn. We had a little bit of lull with that after all that heavy rain, but we're seeing some more sweet corn coming in now. Another field or two has started for some of the farmers that they had planted for the later season, and still find that. And of course, those muscadine grapes are a favorite of mine this time of year. And if you've never tried those, they're quite an experience, and they're delicious. So come out and enjoy those while they're in season. Something else, sort of a specialty thing that has really become popular, are microgreens. And we have a great selection of those coming in, a few different vendors that are doing those now. And cut flowers. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here now looking across the way at some beautiful sunflowers and dahlias, and they make the most gorgeous arrangements. And if you need something just as a pick-me-up or a special gift for someone, they'll do that. But if you have a wedding or a bridal shower or anything like that coming up, they will put together whatever you may want for bouquets, and just talk with them, get your orders in, and those folks all do a great job. And we have various different cut flower vendors sort of spread out throughout the farmer's area. Honey, yep. I heard you guys talk.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about honey, and I didn't realize there was a beekeeping school. But there's a member of the staff here who is quite a beekeeper, and they've been so busy we hadn't had them on the air, but I understand you can go to school to be a beekeeper.
Yes, and we have one of the very popular beekeepers that's very involved with a lot of the beekeepers associations across the state, is Mr. Barry Hines with Bee Blessed Honey, and he is very knowledgeable. And if anybody's ever out at the market and wants to learn more about beekeeping or maybe how to get involved, you can always talk to him. And, of course, Extension has all kinds of opportunities and information also. But he brings his honey here and has it available. And we have a few other folks throughout the market that do beekeeping and has their, you know, their own honey available as well. And just a wonderful thing. We're glad that those guys are involved and keep those bees going, that's for sure. We need them.
I had a request by a listener. I don't know how many magazines y'all get and how fast they go, but they suggested that you put some at the farmer's market restaurant. I don't know if that's feasible or not.
Yeah, we used to. Right now we mostly keep them in the market shop, and there's been times that we put them over there in the restaurant. They just don't have as much room to put them there at the front
right, as
they used to.
Right.
But we do, yeah, they sort of expanded out with their area there where they check out to help get folks out. But I will see if I can find a little spot over there.
Well, I'm just passing it along.
Yeah.
I guess they frequent the farmers market restaurant more so than the other parts of the market, and so I guess that's why they had it on their mind.
Yes, and I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard for us to keep those magazines out. They go so
fast.
So they're very popular. But ever who, if anybody's listening and you've never been able to get a copy, and if you're coming out, even if you're out at the market, if you're here on a Monday through Friday, our office is open, and you can stop by there, and we try to keep some copies in there as well if there's not any out on the market at times.
Okay.
As long as we have some in
that,
the
that's where I've seen them the most.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do want to mention, you know, we have a lot of different vendors with specialty products like fresh salsa. We have pickles and jams and jellies, and we also have carrot cake. The carrot cake lady is here today. She's kind of one of those random visitors and always a popular one when she comes around, and she's here. We have all kinds of cakes and pastries, cookies, pies, hot sauces, and you got to make sure you stop by the Craft Shed or the Market Depot Depot area, right beside the seafood restaurant. You never know what you're going to find there. I know there's our kettle corn vendors always here, some handmade baskets. There's the gourmet lemonade. And today we have a few other specialty vendors up there with some soaps and some the fried peanuts. And we also have someone doing hot sauce that's up there today. And all in front of the seafood restaurant, there's a lot of other pop-up vendors out there this weekend with various different products and that they're making. So, you know, check out all those craft folks. There's always a lot of unique stuff that comes through, especially on the weekends is when they usually pop in. Superside, they've got it rolling down there. I've seen truckloads of sod coming in all week. If you're looking to spruce up your lawn, they can definitely help.
Yeah, great time for fescue sod, of course.
Yes, and they've got the big pots, the big bags of compost mix. If you're trying to maybe start a new bed, they can help you with that. And also the Nahanna Pork Center, all the pork products you can imagine. Our market shop has the bakery. They have those famous Rufus dogs down there at the grill.
Wait a minute, it's off. I turned it off.
Yes. And
it was picking up too much sound. It wasn't that you were talking too much. But with those glasses on, Rufus, I don't know. Yeah,
those glasses are going to go worldwide, Monica.
We're going to have to get a prescription for those things.
I'm excited. I think
awesome. I love
them. I need to make sure that the Watermelon Association and our North Carolina Watermelon Queen got one of those photos.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Got to send that to them.
Yeah. Maybe you get a free watermelon out of it.
Oh, maybe.
There you go. That's right.
Well,
that's fun.
There's a lot of stuff out there. If y'all just had that Ferris wheel.
I know.
Just need a Ferris wheel out there, and that's all you need.
We've got a little bit of it all.
I know you really do.
Great place to come bring the family. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I know there's the NC State football game today, and you're coming into town for a game. We're just off of 40, and it's an easy place to stop off at and maybe grab a bite to eat at one of our restaurants. Of course, the Country Cooking over at the State Farmers Market restaurant or seafood restaurant. It's a wonderful place to come and spend a day or just stop in for a quick visit. We have a lot to choose from, and we always like to say it's sort of the front porch to North Carolina agriculture. You can see a little bit of what's grown, raised, caught, and made all across the state.
Yeah. Well, are butter beans, peas, and peaches, how much longer are they going to be available?
It all just depends on weather, you know, with everything. But the peaches, we've got to remember, they started early this year.
Right.
And so sometimes they'll go up until about the time of the state fair, but I'm thinking they may end a little before that this year. So we usually have them at least till about the end of September, and there may be a few other ones coming in that first week or so in October. Peas and butter beans, they're a little bit sporadic right now, but again, our farmers plant those multiple crops to kind of last and hopefully have a late season of them. So we're hoping to see more of those coming in for the next few weeks. And the same thing with all the other squash, summer harvest, up until frost, you know, because they plant those, they just keep planting all summer long to hopefully keep it going as long as they can.
Well, Miss Monica, always a pleasure talking to you.
And you too. And we appreciate
the opportunity. You take care.
You too, Phil. Good to hear from you today.
Yes, it's good
Phil,
to hear from
Phil's
you.
Just kind of willy-nilly today. She just leaves and, you know, everybody's leaving me.
Yeah.
Paul's been the most loyal. He's in here, been here most of the time. But the rest of them just kind of walking away.
We got a nice listener here, Miss Tara Britt.
Hey, Tara.
Tell them how you garden on your
You take
patio.
Care of yourself, Monica.
I have got container gardens, and I'm so thankful to Mike and Phil and Rufus and everybody with the Weekend Gardener for giving me hints on what to plant in my container gardens. And Phil actually shows me plants and points out good plants to plant up there, and I am thankful for all the people that call in and give me hints for that. And I'm also very thankful for all the people that turn out for Super Kids and that give money to our kids for Super Kids for for these kids. It is so important for our kids. And thank you, and thanks to all that listen to this program. It is a great program, and it does a lot. And it is like sitting at my granddaddy's country store in Coates, North Carolina.
That's right, it is. And what do you think of Rufus's glasses there, Tara?
I think there's one of a kind, and those glasses are one of a kind. I can't wait to see what he wears next.
Yeah. You think they would help him in a lobbying effort, for instance? Maybe the Watermelon Association.
Mike, I think Watermelon Association might do a great job.
Oh, me. Boy, you just never know. Just never know, folks. Monica, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't work so hard now.
Oh, you either. We're hanging in there. Everybody just come see us. And, I got to make sure everybody's marking their calendar for our Harvest Festival coming up.
When?
Thursday, September 26th.
All right.
All right. I'm marking that down.
We'll see you soon, hopefully.
All right. And you guys take care.
See you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
Paul, thank you, buddy, for joining us out here.
Delightful, as always.
Wasn't too far from Henderson. Hennison. Well, my mama said Hennison. She's from Franklin County.
That's what Mr. Valentine used to say, too, Hennison.
Hennison, yeah. Let's see. Phil, thank you.
Thank you for
got
asking.
Pansies. You got a lot of stuff out
of
Campbell Road Nursery.
Everything for fall.
Campbell Road. Rufus, don't wear those glasses when you drive.
Oh, definitely. Wouldn't that be a good stop?
I don't know. Highway Patrol would probably crack up.
Yeah, you talk your way out of that one.
Yeah.
Have a great week. Thanks to Jeff Hamlin, Jason back at the station. Thanks to everybody at WPTF and our listeners. God bless you. We'll see you next week.